Happiness is in the heart, not in the circumstances. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happiness is in the heart, not in the circumstances. How often have you said to yourself, I'd be so happy if, you know? I'd be so happy if this condition existed or that condition existed. I'd be so happy if I had this gadget or that gadget or this dog or pet or whatever. I'd be so happy. Well, if any of those things are important or necessary to make you happy in life, just remember they can be taken away from you just as easy as you can have them. A dog can get run over. What a terrible thing, you know. But a dog can run away. He can just disappear. And, oh, my dog, you know, and you get possessed by him. So if happiness is by your possessions, be very careful because possessions can be taken away. Now, if happiness is by circumstances, by you getting your raise, and you get a raise in the company, oh boy, I'm vice president now, and I'm getting $150,000 a year. You know, some guys get $1 million a month. $150,000 a year. wow. And you're just so elated, which is a silly thing to do. And then you go on with your job. You do your job. And then the company sells to somebody else, and they dispose of all the higher echelon and have their own higher echelon there. And so you were a short-lived vice president. Not because you were bad or not, but you didn't plant in your consciousness that you have your perfect job and you have your perfect salary at all times. I have my perfect job, I'd be so happy if I were made vice president and I had this salary. Don't be happy. Yes, happiness is fine, but if it makes you happy or it makes you sad, don't give it that power. If this girl would only marry me, or if this boy would only marry me, wow, my life would be so complete, I'd be so happy. Well, be careful, because marriage is a mixed bag of tricks. Once you get into marriage, if you let each person live just like they did before marriage, in that freedom of beingness, in that open consciousness, you have had a good marriage. But the moment you possess them, and you have to have them, and you tell them what they can do and what they can't do, then it's no marriage at all. Now just think about this. I was thinking about this as I was talking about this, and I was thinking, Ellen says, no, Herb, I don't want to do that. Herb, you do this. Herb, you do that. Sylvia, you do this. Ingeborg, you do that, you know. And would you want a wife like that? A boss has to be like that, okay? But would you want a wife like that? Would you want a husband like that who is always ordering you around as your boss does? Your boss has to order you around. He has to tell you the things that he wants done or she wants done. You understand? But when a wife or a husband starts doing that, man, have we a strange attitude about our relationship. She is superior to me or he is superior to me. Now, you can say in marriage, well, sweetheart, what do you think of this idea? I'm going to go and do it. You want to join me? You got to do it too, because we always do things together. Oh, you know, and she'll get her dander up and she'll say, sweetheart, I think I've got other things in my mind. I got other plans. And this is how it should be, because whenever marriage becomes possessive and you feel that you have a right to tell somebody what to do. Now, do you pay your wife a salary? Do you pay your husband a salary?
No.
Do you give them certain privilege? Do they have their own car? Do they have their own house? Do they have their own wife or husband, you know? You see, unless you're the boss, unless you're the supervisor, you know, or whoever's in charge, you don't do things like that because you're possessed by it then. That is a major... In a boss giving his employees things to do, that's not possession. Because if the boss says, Sylvia, go and get the gist out. And Sylvia says, I'm doing something else. The boss would say, Sylvia, get the gist out. And then Sylvia said, but. And the boss would say, Sylvia, I think you have just quit. You have just resigned. And if not, you're fired. When I ask you to do something, you do it, and you don't tell me that you have something else to do. You might say, okay, happy to do it. What priorities are we going to have now? When I'm done with that, should I continue working on your paycheck? Go do my paycheck first before you do the gist. My goodness sakes, yes, you know, that's a priority. Right, Sylvia? Yeah. So, you see, but you don't say, no, you go and do it. And then you say, by the way, what priorities should I have here, you know? I was on the telephone talking to your wife, telling her how wonderful you are. And what should I say? My goodness, I really got a cough on that one. Think about it. Think about it. Think about where happiness comes from. Circumstances or whatever it is, the heart. Happiness really comes from the heart, doesn't it? When happiness comes from the heart, there's no possession. There's no ownership. There's nothing to tell somebody else what to do or how to think or how to act. Happiness just comes because you exude happiness. A little child is playing in the mud puddle, and he's happy as can be. And he is getting messy and dirty, and his mother looks out and says, why must he have such happiness from such dirty things? Why can't he be happy just reading a book or something like that, you know? But that's not the way it is. But the thing is, the mother is happy, the child is happy, unpossessed. And as he is playing in the mud puddle, when mommy says, dinner's ready, he might want to play a little longer, but he just discards it and comes in and eats dinner. Now, does he go out to that same mud puddle after dinner? No. Does he go out the next day if the mud puddle's still there? No. He has other things to do. You see, that was his momentary flair. He was not possessed by it. And we don't want to be possessed by anything in life, because whatever we're possessed by, it owns us. And if it owns us, it can hurt us very badly by ceasing to exist, you know? Not that anything is done purposely, but it can cease to exist. So, happiness is in the heart. And where is it in the heart? It is in the heart when you think happy thoughts, when you're appreciating yourself, when you're in delight with yourself, when you're getting younger every day because you're putting positive attitudes in your mind. Pretty nice, huh? Pretty nice. You tell your DNA that it's working perfectly and you go back to your original purity and integrity. Remember that? Mm-hmm. You go back to your original purity and integrity. And what's your original purity and integrity? I told you the story about this scientist, he was a young man. He took some of his lymph fluid out of his vein. I don't know how he did it, but he did. And then some 10 years later, he put it back in his vein, and he had his body reverted to what it was 10 years before, because he put the lymph information into his lymph glands, what he had 10 years before. Now you say, that is unbelievable. Oh, you read the scientific stuff and most of it's unbelievable. But it's fact. It has happened. Now, whether it happens with everybody or not, but the point is, he went back to 10 years ago by just putting the lymph fluid in there, which had the information of 10 years ago about himself. Now, why can't we just go back to 10 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever one, and see ourselves in that frame of reference? See ourselves living. My DNA is expressing my original purity and integrity. We don't have to say what it is or how it is, and all of these neat things. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
You like that idea?
Yes.
You like that idea, Sylvia? Great. Do it. Are you doing it?
Yes. In the affirmation, yes.
Yes, you're doing it. And the thing is, yes, it's affirmation, but affirmation is the effect of what you're doing. Now, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, and you're sick. I'm well, I'm well, I'm well, and you're well. Well, it's not that easy, Herb. Yes, it is. That's the way the principle works. So that's the way we want to put the cause in motion and have a perfect expression in our mind, our spirit, and our body. Now, are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. Happiness is in the heart. And our reality is in our heart, not in circumstances. Realize that. Understand that. Know that. And live it now and forevermore. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.